to the people of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, has been taken from us by an act which outrages decent men everywhere. He upheld the faith of our fathers, which is freedom for all men. He broadened the frontiers of that faith, and he backed it with the energy and the courage which are the mark of the nation that he led. A man of wisdom, strength, and peace, he molded and moved the power of our nation in the service of a world of growing liberty and order. All who love freedom will mourn his death. As he did not shrink from his responsibilities, but welcomed them, so he would have us not shrink from carrying on his work beyond this hour of national tragedy. He said it himself, the energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. Now, therefore, I, Lyndon B. Johnson, President of the United States of America, do appoint Monday next, November 25, the day of the funeral service of President Kennedy, to be a national day of mourning throughout the United States. I earnestly recommend the people to assemble on that day in their respective places of divine worship, there to bow down in submission to the will of Almighty God, and to pay their homage of love and reverence to the memory of a great and good man. I invite the people of the world who share our grief to join us in this day of mourning and rededication. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States of America to be affixed. Done at the city of Washington this, the 23rd day of November, in the year of our Lord, 1963, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 188th.
You have just heard the first formal address by our new president, Lyndon B. Johnson, to the people of the United States. And the president read his first proclamation, setting aside next Monday as the day of funeral and mourning for our late president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The vice president has been spending a busy afternoon. He conferred with former President Eisenhower and with former President Harry S. Truman. We have no idea at this time when President Johnson will leave the White House. We know that the office of the president and all the effects belonging to the late John F. Kennedy have been removed from the Oval Office. But the new president is still working in his old vice presidential offices in the Executive Office Building. The staff remains, the staff that was taken on by the late President John F. Kennedy, and the president now must set in order and set in motion the business of government. I repeat, President Johnson has made his first formal address to the people of the United States over live television, and he was reading his first proclamation as the President of the United States, a proclamation setting forth Monday as a day of mourning and the day of the funeral of John F. Kennedy, the late President of the United States.